This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Sometimes you find art in unexpected places, places that gleefully smash barriers that may exist between, say, an art gallery and its wider community. Hourglass Brewing in Orlando's Hourglass District has recently become one of those places, joining its sister location in Longwood as a craft brewery slash art gallery and home to a growing artistic community. And you could say it's growing from an artistic acorn. That's the nom de guerre used by artist and curator Alex Ramirez, who runs the new gallery at Hourglass. Ramirez sets the monthly theme, puts out a call for theme-based art, and holds a big gallery opening event on the third Saturday of every month. In a conversation on the brewery's large patio, she said the theme for next Saturday's exhibit may be her favorite yet. It's wildness, untamed, unfiltered, and feral.
We have language, right? Like, a word means something. But that same word, regardless of the dictionary definition, could potentially mean something different to different people based on their life experiences, based on the culture that they came from, based on a myriad of factors. You know, the same word might not mean the same thing to every person. We might have a general idea of what that word means. So wildness, like, I could do something that I consider wild and crazy, and that might be the regular everyday thing for somebody. Like, a nudist might go out and walk down the street naked and they're like, whatever, that's fine. But I don't think I would personally walk around naked outside in front of people. It's not my norm. So I consider that wild. A nudist doesn't consider that wild. There's plenty of examples of this, but wildness, untamed, unfiltered, and feral, it's not necessarily what you think it is. I kept the theme really vague because I wanted it to be open to interpretation. And I think there's something really beautiful about people walking into this space where these artists were interpreting this single word, wildness. You know, maybe four words if you go with the entire theme. But you have these four words that a bunch of people are interpreting, and they are all going to give you different results. And I think that this helps allude to the bigger picture of what wildness actually means. And I think there's something really valuable in that. With the art show, you know, you have these vague themes and anybody can interpret any way. And I think that is the magic in the art show, in the monthly art show. Nobody can really control what happens with that. We are all going to interpret the same things that we're seeing differently, just as the artist is going to interpret the theme differently. And we're all different, and that's okay. And we're all coming together to experience that together. And it really is beautiful.
So what are some of your parameters when you choose art? As a curator, what do you look for?
Honestly, I don't even think it's fair to call myself a curator. I think I'm more of a facilitator because I don't exclude anybody. I don't really think that art is about the outcome. I think art is about the process. So if you went through the trouble, I guess we'll call it trouble. It's an honor, really. But if you went through the process of filling out my application form, which for many people, I mean, calling yourself an artist, that in itself is already a big step. That is a challenge. But let's say you've decided I'm an artist, and then you decided, I'm going to apply to the show. How do I do that? You went through the trouble, the steps of finding out where is the application, filling out the application, clicking the submit button, because there's something about that button that feels heavier than it probably should. It's literally just a click, but
it feels very final.
It does. You're putting yourself out there, and that takes courage. And I commend anybody who does that. So I accept really anybody who submits work. Anybody can submit up to four pieces, and as long as I have space, as long as it's wired, and as long as it's labeled, and it's not a piece of cardboard with a shoestring taped to the back of it to hang. At some point, I might actually need to start being maybe a curator over a facilitator, but for now, I'm really happy with just accepting anybody who's willing to participate. I'm proud of all of you who do it.
I want to talk to you about making art accessible for all, because it seems like the barrier to accessibility here is very low. Anyone can come in and see the art. Anyone can come in and exhibit. How important do you think that is, that these doors are open for people?
honestly, I think it's vital to the growth and the mental health of humanity. And I know that sounds dire. I get it. But I really do think that art is the answer to a lot of the problems that we have in the world today. I think it helps people take back their own power. And I think that's a huge issue. We keep outsourcing our knowledge. We keep outsourcing our free will. You can make art. You don't have to listen to whoever it was that told you that your art wasn't good. Art isn't about what it looks like. It's about doing the thing. All you have to do is do it. Make bad art, please do. Please make bad art and please come bring it to my show, because that is more powerful than making really good art and then never submitting it.
I love the suggestion to make bad art, because making bad art and bringing it in is better than making great art and not exhibiting it or showing it. That is probably hard for people. Do you have any more advice for people who would like to be part of the artistic community here, but maybe they feel a fear or a hesitation or that they're going to be judged? Or do you have any additional advice for them?
I do. Honestly, it's come to the third Saturday art shows at Hourglass Brewing, because we are building a community here. And once you meet us, I think it'll help remove some of those barriers. And you'll find the help. You'll find the people who want to support you and whatever it is that you want to do. And even if you don't feel like you want to do it, maybe you'll grow a little spark of a desire. And even if you don't grow a spark of a desire to participate explicitly in the creative process, I think there's something really powerful about just being around people who do those things. And you're going to come here, you're going to experience live music from local artists. Nobody here is a fancy schmancy artist, maybe one day, but we just have people who want to make music and they do it for fun, and they come out and they just do it for the community. So we have an entire evening of live music. We have 10 food trucks. We have vendors, people who put their heart and their soul into creating things to share with the community. And we have chalk art and rock painting, because I feel like we should make it something that's just easy. Then it just becomes a sit down, pick up a paintbrush, instead of I gotta go to the store, I gotta get these materials, I don't know what materials to get. No, just sit down in the chair, read the sign. It says exactly what you need to do. I made a foolproof guide for rock painting, for doodle therapy. So I put out these stations, and it's a lot of fun.
What do you want people to take away from experiencing the art and or the community here at Hourglass Brewing?
We are all artists. Our lives are an art form in themselves. Everything that we do can be and is art. And honestly, I think when we look at it that way, it helps bring a little bit more life back to our lives. It really helps us make our lives feel a little bit more like magic, a little bit more like mystical and fun. And I think we need that. I really do. And I think that's something art does. It helps us to romanticize our experience as humans here. We only live for a short time, so why not make art? Life doesn't have to be so serious. It just doesn't. Just have some fun.
That was Alex Ramirez, aka Artistic Acorn, artist and art curator facilitator at Hourglass Brewing in Orlando. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.